Of course, your car is immediately taken away. And the first morning that I had to walk to the tube, I believe that all the way along the road, the people were drawing their curtains back and pointing and saying, "Tee-hee-hee-hee, he has to work, hee-hee-hee." And of course, it's complete nonsense, but that's what I thought. I felt, in a sense, humiliated because we'd lost the election, and I was here having to give up what I had become used to over the previous 4 years. And I very quickly said the right way to deal with this is to become totally involved in the job. And I had become the Minister for Energy, right at the end of the government, and Ted Heath appointed me straight away. We can't have a Secretary of State for Energy shadow in the House of Commons. You've got to become the House of Lords. There had been Lord Carrington for a short time. And so I became the junior member of the shadow cabinet with responsibility for the Department of Energy. And there was a tremendous amount to learn. And I just threw myself deeply into that and very quickly not only became more confident as to what I was doing and more satisfied that I was playing an important part, but began to earn the respect not only of one's colleagues in the House, but perhaps more important of the industrial people outside with whom I was dealing. And I made it my business always to try to understand what it was we were being, what were the industries were being asked to do. But that was both my purpose and I think the impact of what I was doing then was that I gained the reputation for knowing what I was talking about. And I think that is very important in Parliament. And sometimes in ministers who have shadowed the department for in opposition then come in and have the reputation very quickly of saying, "Well, thank goodness we've got a minister who knows what he's talking about."